So who's
she's hosting?
I believe. Well, Dean's hosted.
Dean's hosted.
I hosted, I've hosted the time before that.
Yep.
Hang so on. Why do
since
I?
You arrived.
Flip a coin.
How about rock, paper, scissors?
All right.
You can just both do it because we know
one, two, three. Ooh. One, two, three.
You win.
No.
Does that mean you host or not?
That means he loses. He hosts.
So we all lose.
I was about to say.
Hi, welcome to Watcher, your weekly dose of all things pop culture. I'm Nath.
I'm Dean.
I'm Em.
I'm waiting. Mike.
You're waiting? What are you waiting for?
Slowly dehydrating.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Before we start the show, I have a really sad...
yeah.
No, before we get into everything else, I have a really sad note that today, for us, In-N-Out Burger was here today.
Oh my God!
Pop-up store.
What the fuck?
Quietly... popped
what the
up
actual fuck?
And finished yeah. finished at supposedly three until they ran out. They ran out in 2 hours.
Where?
I know,
where
right?
In the city,
on Collins Street in Melbourne.
One day only.
How did you not tell people like me?
I only found out at 4:30 this afternoon.
Same here. I found outrageous. Out at about
yep.
about the same
so
time.
Were
did you find out because
in and
of
out.
Lauren?
It might have been.
Yep.
Yes, it might
she posted
have been.
To
like
Facebook
a whore
and
on prom night.
Yep.
But on Collins.
So In-N-Out was here.
There
and
is on
they
Collins
were
Street.
In
and
out.
On Collins Street there is that
it was 212 or whatever.
Repetitive pop up section where they've got like three mini food stalls.
Is there?
Mm. Yep. And some fake grass and they just constantly
is that?
Keep in Collins Street.
But I do know.
It might be the same place
exhibition. Towards exhibition.
It's, it'll be 2-1 it's that 212 place, I think.
It's a little kind of alcove to the side.
Yeah.
Coming down towards the middle of the city, it's on your right. But I've noticed there's been a few coffee places,
yeah.
things
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
And every couple of weeks, there's just something new there.
But I want to know, where did they
infection.
Advertise
that's
that?
My,
yeah.
They didn't. That's the thing. It pops up.
Yeah, but then...
How's that? We're talking about food and then you start talking about chest infection.
I'm just letting everyone know that the cough you've been hearing for the past month or so isn't hay fever like we thought it was.
Okay.
I have a chest
I think
infection.
Should you be lying down and resting then?
No. Well, I took some medication and, I mean, it's... The equivalent to like...
And who knows what's going to happen on tonight's show.
Da-da-da.
Yeah. Talking about food, also, Village Cinemas in Drive-In.
Oh, yeah.
In
Coburg
are doing a food truck festival.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When is that?
I think it's the third week of November.
All right, ooh. Lock it in.
All right.
So everyone head on down there. We'll be there for
you
sure.
You know what? Like I personally would happily... What would be your ideal thing to eat during a film? See, I think a burger would be a mistake, but like some nice Chinese...
Pizza.
Chinese. Like something... like
a bit of
really good
action.
Stir fry would be amazing.
Bit of chopstick action.
You want something flavoursome, like something that you can just hold with one hand and bite. That's what popcorn, pizza, all of it. You can already get that there, so it's got to be something that you can't get already. A pie would fall apart.
That could be dangerous, especially if it's really hot.
Oh, I mean a souvlaki, but then you'd get you don't want to be distracted with all the garlic and everything. At least with a stir fry, if a bit drops, no one cares.
If I actually ate this kind of thing,
dumplings.
Fried chicken.
A bucket of fried chicken.
I don't eat that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, neither do I. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If I did, that I reckon that would be
that'd
pretty
be right
damn
up there.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I would happily have some cold KFC nuggets during a movie. That'd be fun.
Cold KFC nuggets? Why? Why
the
that?
Secret herbs and spices are still good cold.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have Hungry Jack's or McDonald's or any of those nuggets, but KFC, totes.
You know what it is? It's asbestos.
Am I wrong, watchers?
It really is.
No, the KFC fried chicken is amazing.
You were so lucky just then. Because there was a bit of a slight stutter. If there was one more K, it would have been wrong.
Wasn't that much
I like
stuff,
it like
it?
That. No, I don't.
Wow.
No, that fried chicken is amazing.
Really? Wow. So getting back on the tracks.
I do prefer crispy, though.
Yes.
Hot and spicy over original.
Fair enough.
In England, they have crispy all the time, don't
they?
Well, yeah.
But they also don't have, like, decent chicken.
No.
When someone from England here actually has any of the chicken at McDonald's or KFC, they get freaked out because... it's not only so good, but there's so much chicken on it.
There's no... Well, aren't they quails or pheasants in...
Oh, no, no. Well, they use actual chicken, but it's just...
Oh, okay.
It's like you fried pigeon.
They do have a problem in London,
KFP.
Don't they?
KFP.
AFP, original recipe. It really, really, really
can't quite fit the 11 herbs and spices on it.
Well, in America, they don't have chips for KFC.
They're fries.
They have no. They don't have fries either.
Chicken.
It's chicken and chicken. Biscuits.
Oh yeah, well,
chicken
it's America.
Chicken and biscuits.
They do like their chicken and biscuits.
Screw you, biscuits. That's what I say. It's
yeah,
not, it's
biscuit. I don't get the biscuit.
I don't even like chicken in a biscuit.
It's not KFP without chips. It really isn't. I mean KFC without
KFP. KFP.
It really is. It really, really is. But we've got a great show coming up. Thank you, everyone, for coming out and seeing us watch it live.
Mm. I was like, for
it
what?
It was a great...
It was good fun.
It was good fun.
I do apologise that my costume was shit. But well, I did get a full refund on the jacket, though, which never arrived.
Oh.
So it never arrived. For the second time. In air quotes, or it never actually arrived?
It never actually arrived.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, the episode, like, now that we're recording, it's the same day that the episodes have gone up, our part one and part two, and we can finally put up the pictures and see all the cool things that Mike was drawing.
Yes.
During the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. They were good. I'm glad. We wanted to keep people there, so...
It was great. It was really good fun. Thank you to the guys from Halfway for letting us come on down and having fun with us. It was really awesome.
And all staff are giving us the great prize pack.
Yes, they were fantastic.
Everybody loved those prizes.
I mean, there was no afterlife with Archie, but I'm not holding it against you.
That's all right. We'll get through it, but it's all good.
Thank you very much, guys. We appreciate your support.
Tells you?
Tells me.
What am I telling you?
What's in the news?
Oh. Mike, who's hosting? I am, but you know, I wasn't expecting someone else to take over so quickly.
Well, we can talk about Marvel's plans for the movie franchise.
Yes,
since we recorded the live podcast, we haven't actually had that conversation. Last podcast was where we talked about the Avengers preview is what we talked about during the live app. And you know what was funny? Because I was saying during the live app how I didn't really get the Avengers teaser. I was just, whatever. You know how there's that version of it where someone does it with My Heart Will Go On? Have you seen that?
Seen it, no.
I'm sure. Was that not on the watch page? Okay, I'll have to put it on there. Basically, it's with My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Wow. And then they actually just play the Avengers preview and it made me pay more attention. And now I actually really appreciate the Avengers preview. A lot more because that song is there.
Can you imagine if Ken Lee was playing in the background?
Ken Lee!
No. We're not making that happen.
We'll put that on the watch page anyway. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But other than that, in the news, Spider-Verse is coming very, very soon. How far away is Spider-Verse
now?
Is
it? It's just hurry up and get done.
Here. Yeah. So it's arrived. This week. Do you know how many Spider-Men are actually in?
I don't care. Just be done.
It's about 26.
Too much.
It's about 26 of them.
We've only just gotten Peter Parker back. Like, get this story where it's
going. And to top
it's kind of weird.
And to top it off, they're like hybrid. So it's like Hulk. Hulk, Spider-Man,
there's
hybrid,
a lot of,
Torch.
But what's the news bit?
Yeah. Human Torch, hybrid. I was just telling you, there's like 26.
What's the news bit? What was that?
It's a cough sneeze. Yes.
Cough?
A snot?
No, knees? No.
Whatever you want to call it.
Snoff.
I think it's really snoff.
Snoff is right. Snoff is good. Yeah. What would you call like a cough and a fart?
Oh,
a cough and a fart.
Something really wrong.
When you've got really bad coughs, that has happened.
Really?
Yeah, too many.
A cart?
And then you just laugh hysterically because it's so awkward.
Or it's a court. And it's C-O-U-R-T.
Court.
Oh, no,
I like
court.
I'm thinking like court as in courting someone. Oh, sounds like a part of a
dating ritual. Wow, it's getting creepy. Yeah. I don't know what your dating
something
up is like.
No.
The core is a stink.
So something strange.
In your ass.
In your neighbourhood.
Who are you going to smell?
Okay, so moving right along. Hong Kong McDonald's has unveiled a Superman meal. So if you've been on the interwebs in the last month or two,
I haven't.
Okay, excellent. Good to know.
You've got a lot.
You've got a lot to catch up on.
Okay.
Hong Kong McDonald's released a Batman burger. Does anybody remember that? And it was black. The buns were black.
Oh, was that a real thing?
That was a real. That was a real deal. So the buns were black. So this time around, they're releasing a Superman meal because they've got a fair. They've paid a fairly hefty amount of money.
Are the buns
for
steel?
The Justice
Are they flight. Buns of steel?
Thank they you. Could Thank be. You. Yeah, well, I'm surprised.
I'll be here tonight.
I'm disappointed in you, Mike.
I was hoping for kryptonite.
And well done, Dean. I yes, well done.
Very I have my good. Moments. Very so, good. What are the buns made out of?
Okay, so what would you expect a Superman meal to be if you were Beefy. If you were going to say it was a and it's McDonald's, remember? So, what would you think that a Superman meal would be? What would you say?
Double patty.
I thought it looked like a bicep.
Double
a
patty.
Bicep. Yeah.
Nothing like that picture that I can see.
Yes, nothing like that picture.
If honestly,
I'd want the bun to be.
I'd want it to be. I'd want the bun to be smaller than the filling.
Ooh, Mike.
I think it needs to be two all beef patties.
Stop it. Special sauce.
Special sauce. Lettuce, cheese, pickles, lettuce, sesame seed bun. Sauce.
Kryptonite cheese. So blue cheese, maybe.
Oh. No, not blue cheese. Not blue cheese. Oh. But, I mean, is something green in the burger?
No. Oh, there's some lettuce. Yeah, lettuce. There is some lettuce.
That's
your all right. That, yep. Okay, so let's go. So that's really wild.
Okay, so the unveiling is, it's a honey mustard chicken burger.
What?
Honey
what
mustard
the
chicken.
F?
No.
Honey mustard chicken burger. No.
How is that even remotely super?
That's a Valentine's Day burger. That's not a Superman burger.
Yeah, don't go a chicken breast over a beef burger.
Two slices of bacon, lettuce, honey mustard sauce, and cheese.
What are they trying to say?
And
up your game, DC.
Potato cheese balls.
Wow.
Along with.
I have to admit, potato cheese balls sound really
good. Potato cheese balls and a bubblegum McFloat.
Bubblegum McFloat.
There's nothing about this.
Let me just. I'm handing that around, we'll post
relevance,
this on the,
guys.
On the
maybe,
show.
Maybe in Hong Kong that actually. No, I'm serious. No, maybe they're really popular kinds of food.
Yeah,
Hong Kong,
it may be popular food for McDonald's, but if you're going to call it a Superman meal,
yes,
it's got to be. It's super. About size.
It's got to be super.
Superman is about size.
No, but different cultures interpret stories differently. So you can't. Okay.
All cultures.
The most culturally sensitive, Dean. Right.
Wrong. Superman is your all-American. Is your all-American.
And that's the thing, yeah. It should scream US of A and be too big for
you. Don't think a piece of fried chicken screams all-American?
Can we just get back to what you said?
Not when it's got lettuce in it, because it should just be the chicken on its own.
You gotta have cow.
Dean is the cultural attaché for Watcher, so just so you know. So don't give him too much of a hard time.
I love him.
I'm the Watcher that watches the...
You know what the problem is?
You're the Watcher that watches.
What they're sending me to Latveria.
What do you think of when you think Superman? And I'm sorry, chicken is not the first word.
No, yeah. Chicken.
He's not chicken.
I don't think cow.
He's not chicken. He's a beef. He's a beef man. So
I think it's weird. I think it's actually just weird to try and come up with a superhero.
You know what, though?
Watch Superman.
You know what? But with all of that, all they've got to do is put like... if they just put a red paper cape on the packaging, I'm sold.
That's what I'm saying. If it had a cape, I'd be like...
A super symbol on it, you think?
That. Well, no, I'm just saying a red cape. That's all, just a red cape.
Imagine if they had the chicken and they had like a special grilla thing that stamped like a Superman symbol on it.
Oh my god, are you joking? You would love that out of that, Mike.
It's still a chicken.
Who are you kidding?
If the bacon was in the shape of a cape at the back of the burger, then
if you had superhero branded chicken, you would love that.
You'd be creaming up for it.
Oh
wow!
I don't know what. Sorry,
special sauce comment right there.
Oh, you
So let's talk about these Marvel movies. Let's talk about a Marvel movie.
Is that news?
We're still going on.
It is news. And I started the conversation in that in the news, and then we dovetailed into food.
It's always food.
So yeah, Marvel have announced their next six films, I believe. They've announced that they are, after Avengers Age of Ultron, there will be a Black Panther film. We already know that there's going to be an Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Captain Marvel, but we don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And also announced Avengers... a double Avengers movie called The Infinity War. Am I missing any?
No.
The Inhumans.
The Inhumans
is the other one. So, I'm going to start in an interesting place. Do we feel like they're just doing this because DC did it first?
I think DC knew that Marvel were going to release this, so they got in first. Hmm. And they sort of went, hey, look what we've got, but we don't really know if we're going to actually achieve any of this.
Well, this is the thing. DC, actually, the announcement was, someone in a meeting said, we talked about this last week and here's the memo.
Yeah.
Marvel did a full-on announcement, introduced a presentation at a con, introduced the Black Panther to everybody. Like, yeah.
And they showed some extra footage that we haven't, that's only just getting released. So there's a little bit of...
No, that footage was actually released at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, really? And we're only just getting it now. It's amazing.
No, well, San Diego Comic-Con and the actual trailer were both shown. Mm-hmm. And anyone that videoed it and put it on YouTube, it was gone within 30 seconds. Like, they were organized.
Well, today, it was leaked again, a scene between Cap and Iron Man. And they were having a conversation while chopping wood. And it was...
Oh, cool. Is that from Avengers?
Yeah, from the Avengers.
They announced Captain America Civil War.
Oh, yes.
Of course, yeah. So that is an exciting way to do the Civil War storyline, Cap versus Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. also did say that they are looking at what they want to do for an Iron Man 4.
Mm.
Thor 4.
Yeah.
Four. And they said, it keeps coming back to me. They announced also the Thor, Ragnarok or whatever it is coming. So it's pretty,
like a disco.
It's pretty exciting.
It's a Russian disco, Ragnarok. Uh-huh.
It's pretty exciting. Ragnarok. Like it's Thor definitely an awesome an awesome announcement. Do we think they're going to do Captain Marvel the girl or Captain Marvel?
I reckon it's the girl. I reckon it's the girl. I think they'd be foolish if they did a male.
I think that'll be their Black Cat, which was not Black
Do we
Cat,
feel like
sorry.
The Infinity Black War Panther. Will be not a Black Guardians Panther. Of the Galaxy Avengers crossover?
No.
We have no potential. Facts to base this on, but no. do we feel like they're going to meet in the middle at all?
Yeah. Is there any of those that interest you, Em? Avengers?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Guardians of
the Galaxy 2.
It's all right.
I loved it.
Groot in my pants.
What was the question?
Marvel. Would you like to see?
Do any of those interest
Captain
me?
Captain Marvel.
Yes, some of those Black Panther. Do interest me. But I don't. This whole releasing or announcing all these movies so far in advance, I actually think it takes away a little bit from some of the build up and anticipation. I think it's a bit. Once they announce them all, it's just like meh. Now we know for a million years that they're coming, so there's no.
Yeah, it's a
like
good,
they've played all their cards.
Point.
There's nothing left for them to.
Well,
I don't really get it.
I feel like when they first started, look at what we live in now in the way of controlling media and everything like that. So they.
So you think
getting,
it's like an attempt to kind of
get ahead of the game,
get ahead of the game,
and not have
the fans
it be spoiled for
start
them? Because
linking, yeah,
I mean, even look at with
and,
Amazing Spider-Man, how Gwen Stacy, the fact that Gwen Stacy was wearing the same outfit as she was wearing when she died, that was released ages before the movie actually came out, and it was kind of like, well, that moment's kind of been spoiled now. Even though they said no, they didn't deny that they weren't getting rid of her.
But even though that happens,
no, that's not going to happen. No, stop reading the comics. Stop that.
Yeah.
But even though that happens, there are still, I think, a lot of fans who know that happens and they purposefully avoid the spoilers online.
Even
though that happens, I still don't think this is the right way to deal with it. To just go, all right, we're just going to tell everyone about everything straight away.
Well, all they've done is announce some titles of movies, which if you actually look at movie schedules anyway, they have to. So it's going to get leaked, so better for them to control it. Yeah. But now it makes it more interesting for the way in which these stories are going to come about.
Mm.
Are we going... Because in the past, when we would kind of get a teaser to what was coming next, it would be in the sequence at the end of a film. But now that they're saying this is all going on, it could be something completely different. I think it allows them to step up and push further and yeah,
it puts a lot more pressure on them. They're much more
absolutely,
and to fulfill,
there's more accountability
and to fulfill
now.
That, yeah,
do you know
exactly
what I am?
Right, yep.
Do you know what I am looking forward to? A Black Panther film, a strong African American character. Like, because Black Panther is not from America. If he's American, I'm going to have a problem.
Do you think? Do you think with Black Panther? Do you think that we'll see Storm in it, or do you think that that's a later?
Why won't we see Storm though? Because it's controlled by another property.
Well, that's a good point. Yes, yes. Is it Sony that controls
Fox?
Oh, Fox. Oh, fuck.
Oh, Fox.
Yeah. Fox me.
But yeah, it's on still, okay. It's all very exciting.
It is very exciting. I mean, when we did post these on the Watcher page, somebody did say, can't they just show their hand for the first 3 years? And I thought, well, it's a fair point, but what you're saying, Dean, I think is
think
so
about
much
it.
We've
already got the 3 years. Like, and what I'm enjoying is in all of this hubbub, we've forgotten about Ant-Man.
Yes.
And that's the thing. So they've made the film, they're putting the finishing touches, and they can do a fresh release, and they're distracting you. It's sleight of hand. Like Job from Arrested Development.
This is really interesting.
Illusion!
Yeah, illusions, mate. Well, tricks trick is what a whore does for money.
The interesting thing is that we're with Avengers, they're talking about going back in... we've seen in the preview that... the Cap is going to go back, and we're going to see a story, like a backstory of him. Yeah, yeah, in the back in the 40s again.
That's been confirmed.
No. It's just during the Avengers, we're seeing a flashback scene. Okay, there's a couple of flashback scenes. Actually.
Okay, cool. And have you seen the trailer for
Peggy Carter's actually in that? Now I'm getting into that. There is a couple of segues here, but. However, in Ant-Man, there is Peggy Carter is actually in that as well. Marvel confirmed today that Peggy Carter will be in that also.
Well, that will probably be a flashback with Hank Pym.
I would say so. Yeah, which is very exciting. And then a couple of days ago, which we posted on the Watch page, it was Peggy Carter, agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Jarvis Stark and Carter totally. And the what's her name gang,
Scooby,
no,
Lollipop Guild,
no, in Captain America, what were they called?
Nick Fury and the Howling Commandos.
Howling Commandos.
So gang
you.
Was
it? Yeah, it was a real way. Bad distraction. So, and what were you going to say about
what? The Black Panther.
Ooh,
what's, back to Black Panther. What's that about?
Well, the Black Panther is African. He's a part of... he's Wakandan, and they have their own... what's the word? Country within Africa. They're the most technologically advanced... Wakandans are the most technologically advanced society in the world, and they walled themselves off from the rest of the world and wouldn't let any outsiders in. So, and they just concentrated on... so they're the smartest, most technologically advanced part of the world, and then, yeah.
They're okay. Because you said... Someone from Africa and Black Panther.
Sorry, yeah.
There's like a famous social movement from the 70s, African-Americans called the Black Panthers. And I'm like, is this linked to the Black Panthers, like the feminist group from the 70s?
Well, one of the things I've always really loved about the Black Panther is the fact that, like, the Black Panther comic that came out just before Civil War was brilliantly done, drawn by John Romita Jr., and set in... The first arc was amazing, and it was actually set in Africa, in Wakanda, and it actually let that universe breathe and was really strong. And then they... put him on a plane with Storm, and they went to America for a world tour of their wedding, and it was just got really stupid. But I hate when they try to take this, which is strong within itself, and Americanize it. So actually, also within Black Panther, and now in the universe, when he almost died, his sister became the Black Panther, who's the leader of Wakanda, and now Wakanda's been destroyed. I'm not saying girls can't do things well, but maybe I'm just going to Marvel should look at.
I do have a spoiler for Black Panther. That they will be using bongo drums in it, and maybe some congo drums as well.
No spoiler alert!
But I'm really. I think it's a good opportunity to not just have a strong African American character, but really look at a culture from different perspectives to America. When they announced Civil War, they introduced the Black Panther, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" And then the actor walked out.
Yes,
because wasn't there? I don't know if it was true, but it was talk like he didn't even realize.
I don't know.
He was like, I didn't even know. It was like,
Wakanda's also got vibranium from, wasn't it?
Which is
what Cap's shield
will be made out of, and probably what gets them to Wakanda, I reckon, when his shield breaks.
Ooh,
but anyway.
There you go. Heard it here first. So, Dean's been hiding under tables.
I keep saying that over everything I say. But,
it's all right.
Yeah.
We hold you to it. Mike, have you got any news? Anything exciting? No?
Not even about that stuff on your face?
Hello.
Mike's doing Movember, everybody.
Movember, yes. It's 8 years running. And,
it's kind of November at the moment for you.
Yeah, it's kind of slow. It's this goat. Week. It's on a slow going. Burn. It's on a very slow
it's
burn.
It's not a goat to you at all. It's sort of a go slow to you.
It's a ghost.
Six
it's
days
a ghost
in and his facial hair is
it's
not
a ghosty.
That strong.
It's a ghosty.
But we're hoping that's going to turn around. So are you going to put on the Watch page like how we can donate and stuff?
Correct. I will put the link for the Movember site for myself.
I want to up the ante. Myself. How can we up the ante if he does something with him the next week as well as growing a mustache?
I want him to shave like Backstreet Boys style little, you know.
What about a bat symbol? What about a bat symbol mo? Man. A bat symbol mo. It looks so stupid.
It would. It would look really
stupid. What about handlebar mustache?
Why do you think I suggested it?
What was that?
That'd take too long for you at the moment.
It's not with your chair weakness. I think you wouldn't even see it. Commissioner, there's nothing.
You know what you need? You need that little sachet that you get in the chair pet that you just like sprinkle on and then add water. You could look like Groot with these little alfalfa things that he was growing
on. So Movember is to raise money for prostate cancer and depression all around the world.
And it's a good cause.
In Australia. It's a very good cause. You could always give money to any organisation involved with male prostate cancer or male depression because we get highlighted a lot for 1 month a year and then that's pretty much it. But it's still a really worthwhile cause. If you see people growing moustaches, find out whether they're fakers or not because some of them just do it to get the free hamburgers. But
that doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, they're not doing the burgers anymore.
But what I would say is give us a high five because everyone appreciates a good mo. And give
they all appreciate the it once the and for all.
Free burgers.
Imagine living in Collingwood. Do you know the number of wankers by the end of November that are walking around with those mos? And it's just like, piss off. But still, good job.
Aren't there a lot of wankers in Collingwood with mos all the time?
Yes. So find out any of your mates who are donating to Movember. Even if you give as much or as little as you can to support, even if it's just a couple of dollars to each friend who's doing it, that's certainly good for a worthwhile.
Is there a new movement in America? Because they're referring to it as No Shave November. Is that something else?
Probably because they don't have the rights to the name. The guy Movember was actually started. Movember was started in Australia.
Yeah, I know that.
And then it just got sold 2 years ago by the group of guys who actually started up Movember, and then it got sold to a larger company.
Because they're donating the money to the same places, but they're calling it No Shave November.
But this is the thing as well: when you're giving to any kind of charity, is you've got to look at what it's flowing back into. Mm. The number of people I know that donate to charities in the US, and that's fantastic, but that doesn't directly help any of the organisations within the country in which you live.
That is correct.
It actually seems really dodgy, though, to be really protective over the rights to a name when you're a fucking charity.
Well,
just, do you know what I mean?
When Movember's already got such a huge, like if they just want to go, yep, cool, we want to do Movember too, and it's like, okay, well, you do Movember in your country, but if you're going to use the name and property that we have, they need to make sure that it's being done in a certain way, upheld to certain standards that fit with the Movember brand.
True.
But I don't know. We don't know if that's any kind of fact. Do you know what I mean?
Only Dean would know. He is the cultural attaché for Watcher.
I'm going straight to Latveria after this.
Okay, so
I have news.
I was going to say, I'm pointing it out to my money.
Can we get a daily Mo update on Watcher, please?
A daily Mo.
Just one picture a day. It gives you room to put lots of things in between then so that doesn't rate high.
All right, guys, I will definitely put up some Mo pics during the Mo week so you can Mo see.
I want at least
Mo
pics for
Mo weeks. Ooh,
for
during
a week.
The Mo month.
For the Mo month.
Well, we could do one a week and we could just have like the little squares of...
No, like one a day.
The progress of No Mo.
Yeah, it is right, No Mo.
Yeah.
So I saw this today. First images, which of course is kind of pointless in podcasts,
it's
but
great,
I can
great
talk
for a
about
podcast.
It.
Thanks,
they look
first,
great, everybody.
First images of the new we'll Kevin Smith movie called Yoga Hoses, which is a sequel to Tusk. I don't know if anyone heard of that. Or
there's
did
a
you
sequel
have
to Tusk already.
Yeah, so Tusk was that horror movie that Kevin Smith
Walrus.
Made. Yeah, really ridiculous horror movie.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, but I've
heard
that.
What do you mean ridiculous? All I've heard is that it's terrible.
Well, it's a horror movie about a walrus.
It's terrible and it's quite
but
off.
The first images have been released of the sequel starring Johnny Depp's daughter and Kevin Smith's daughter, Harley Quinn.
Yes, right. Yes.
And,
they're like two customer service girls.
They
or
both play Clerks, which I think is kind of cool.
You know that's getting a third movie made.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so blah, blah, blah. Let's see if there's a description
of the
movie.
Blah, blah, blah.
Johnny Depp's starring in it as well. Yes. So he was apparently in Tusk, which I haven't seen. So
was he really?
I wouldn't know. Apparently, it says that he's returning for the sequel.
Oh.
So,
he was one of the Tusks.
Wow.
Wow. So there you go. He's a good character. I don't know anything yet about when it's actually being released, but the first image has been released from the movie, so we can imagine. Not
Kevin
too
Smith's
far
actually
away.
In this himself, isn't he?
Oh, he played sure. Dolores.
I know he shaved off his beard.
Kevin Smith.
I
played
saw
Dolores,
that. How weird
he?
Does he
know,
look? Oh my
I know.
God. Yeah. Anyway,
is it a coincidence that we both shaved our beard at the same time?
I think not. Maybe not. But his first attempt at a horror movie, Red State.
Yes.
I didn't mind that. That was.
I haven't seen that either.
Ah, okay.
Oh, no,
I
it's
think
a theme usually, isn't there? There's
no, no, but the
Mike
thing is,
usually means
it's so
no watch.
Different. Like, from what I've heard of Tusk, it's ridiculous. Like, slapstick comedy horror. Like,
what's
it's
his
meant
name?
To be.
The main actor in that, what's his
Red
name?
State.
What's up,
Dom? No, no, no.
No, in Tusk, he was in Ed. And dodgeball.
You're on fire
I can't
tonight.
His name, though.
I don't know.
Is it the drugs or the tea?
I like him. Pretty sure it's the drugs.
Is that it? Is that the point?
That's the point.
Oh, you just like him?
Yeah, he's cool.
See Red State, though. Red State's actually...
No, Mike won't like
Red State's a bit more serious. That's what's interesting. His first horror movie was actually quite serious.
Yeah,
very had a strong ideological bent. It was all about religion and terrorism and whatever.
What's that?
One more try. It's just like in the background. It's just like I really don't. I just
Mike's,
I don't
Mike.
Much. And you just keep.
You know what? You know what Mike's
and he's
giving.
Like I really don't.
Mike's
think.
Giving the face.
But Mike loves Kevin Smith.
Can I just
so
point
when
out
when you love someone that much, you're usually just, willing to.
Let me just point
try.
Out the face.
Still, can I point
when
out
when you love
still
someone a lot, you're willing to try something
Batman
you usually wouldn't.
And Green
yes.
Lantern.
Mike is giving the face, the same face that
he's
when I said, "Do you want
right
to see my? Do you want to see?" When I got cut open, when I was in hospital, and Mike's like, yeah, sure.
Mike.
And I showed him my big scar down the middle of my chest, lovely. And Mike was giving that face.
Mike.
Like, I'm nearly
there's
about
no
to
gore.
Throw up.
There's no gore in Red State.
El Gore?
Oh, my God. There's no gore. Just watch it. Watch it.
Do it.
I'm going to sit you down
do
like
it.
Clockwork
whenever,
Orange
whenever
style and just peel
Mike,
your eyelids
whenever
open.
Whenever someone tries to get me to watch horror films, I swear to God, it's not something I do... It's just involuntary. The Ghostbusters theme plays in the back of my head, and everything's okay.
It makes it bearable. Yeah, that's all right. As long as you have a safe place to go to. In your
very,
head, that's
very,
fine.
Very quickly in the
news.
I am afraid of no ghost.
I have more news.
Get to the point.
This is another news story, and this is out of
the
control.
News.
Exciting.
Everyone,
I am
okay.
So
hold
fucking
on.
Excited.
If you're on the train, hold on
does
to the person next
the words?
To you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hold
no,
on to the
it
person
doesn't.
Next to you. If you're at home, hold on to the couch.
Pre-sale tickets for David Bowie is in Melbourne. Went on sale
yep,
today.
They did.
Did you get them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going twice. Oh, my God. I can't
I'm
wait.
I'm high-fiving you right now.
Okay.
See, I want to get tickets for... Well, next week you got Foo Fighters.
Hey, stop. Stop. David Bowie is. Let's just talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving right along.
The fact that Sia cancelled all their Australian tours. Just
Bowie.
Who?
Sia or Robin. I get them confused.
Who?
It doesn't matter.
Someone?
Bowie. Not the Bowie, but all the things that were Bowie. On Bowie's skin Bowie. Are coming to Melbourne. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Bowie wear.
Bowie wear, exactly. So winter next year, David Bowie is. It's a massive exhibition that's toured
yes.
around parts
huge.
Of Europe already. It's going to be at Acme, and it's basically all his famous costumes that he wore
show.
On
I'm
stage
just
when he did
a media
lot of his
pass
shows.
That so I can see it before you just to stick it to you.
You.
I send you.
You get a media pass. You better get two.
If
do you
I
remember
get a pass one? I'll totally
what,
you take
see
Mike.
It three times.
Do you remember
no,
that?
I'll take Jake. How's that?
Do you remember that picture? Do you remember that picture I sent you?
Yeah.
From Cotton On Kids. Remember that picture
yes,
I sent to you?
Yes.
It was a Bowie T-shirt. It's like this tiny little.
Would it fit in?
Yep.
Tiny little baby
I've
T-shirt.
I've got like three.
It should
four
be Muppet
Bowie.
Bowie.
T-shirts.
Muppet
if she's going to if she's going to Comic Con, she might want to wear one of those.
Well, I'm already planning to wear a Bowie outfit. I'm going to look up as much. Bowie clothes as I can.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, so David Bowie is going to be amazing. They're also showing a documentary of the exhibition at Cinema Nova and... Hmm?
Bowie-mentary.
I think we're going to need an episode just for Bowie of Watcher.
I won't be here.
Oh, fucking oath.
That's fine.
I won't be
yeah.
here. Will you
what?
Be here?
What do you mean you won't
be
here?
I'll talk about...
Why are you hating on Bowie?
Fly to the Conchords. I'll talk about that part.
What?
See, everyone can relate to Bowie in some way.
Bowie.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the big news, Bowie.
Nice.
That's
yes.
great news. Moving right on.
Shut up.
Yep.
I won't. I didn't say anything. Just very quickly, you were talking about Ghostbusters before.
Yeah.
Oh.
30th anniversary.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Segway.
Reteamed most of the cast,
mm.
except for a couple.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but whenever they do those things on
one
Instagram,
died, which is
it's,
sad.
It's whoever they, you know, they get
Rick
whoever
Moranis
they get
is held up somewhere in a house with a gun and.
Are you making he's that up?
He's actually agoraphobic, I think he is.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't leave the home. He doesn't like going out in public or...
Hey, what's the story about the...
He became a family man.
Yeah, but yeah, he...
the family.
Yeah, and they're on a big ranch and yeah, he doesn't like to see anybody and yeah, so it's all very sad.
Whatever happened to the new Ghostbusters with our...
Ghost Babes.
It's still going. It's still going.
Ghost Babes. I don't know who's
Ghost
in
Babe
it,
is what Sigourney Weaver called it in the interview.
Yes, she did.
Else. They're making a film. That's pretty much all the news. Yes.
So, okay. So it could be like Sucker Punch.
And it is
currently in script writing.
Julian Anderson? More.
All we know for sure is that they're making a script.
Yeah, okay. There's no... They've got like a... Like a, you know, yes, we love. But, you know... Yeah. It's not Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ghost Babes could be going well and truly, you know, after we're dead.
Hang on. It's not actually called Ghost Babes.
No, it's not. That's why
I'm like, hang on.
Yeah, it's supposed to go on his
going. It's just her weaving her magic.
Ghost Babes.
Why'd you say weave?
Like that. Oh, come on.
Her hair? I'm like, she's got a weave.
It's not Bowie. It's not Bowie. All right. Just get with it.
So it's just not that good.
That's not good. There you go.
Anyway. Moving along. Who's hosting?
Is the Watch the News. Shut up.
So I love that we're 40 minutes in and we're at Watch the News.
And that's because of Em.
Nice one,
about
keeping us on track.
The earth shattering news of Bowie.
Hang on a sec. My Bowie section went for about like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and
that does not account for a whole 40
and
minutes.
And we
track.
Do apologise for those who are still with us.
Back off the mark slightly.
I'm sorry.
And back off your Bowie bashing.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Okay, moving right along. Let's
back off your baby back ribs.
Baby back.
Damn. Well, there has been a lot of things on the agenda. I'm going to start with new TV shows, which is one that I found really entertaining called Marry Me. It's it's really good.
No, I don't want to marry you.
It's really fun. Thank God.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm glad it's illegal. Yeah. Just for that note alone. It's really funny. I cannot for the life of me remember the actress who is fucking hilarious in it and the dude. They're both really funny. I think they're both from Saturday Night Live. And essentially, they've been going out for 6 years. They come back from a holiday. She cracks it because they're not going to get married. And he hasn't proposed and he's actually standing, kneeling, ready to propose. And she's too busy ranting and screaming and abusing all of their family and friends who are also in the room. With surprise engagement. And essentially, it's just about their dysfunctional relationship. It's hilarious.
That sounds really funny, actually.
It is really good. I highly recommend it. I've also gotten onto The Flash, and I like it. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
It has been great.
It is really good. Yeah.
Are you onto The Flash, Em?
It's a very well-moving show. Now, I feel like my movie review should actually happen at the end, because I'm talking about Interstellar. But not spoiling it for anyone.
Yes.
Oh.
So everyone else should talk. And then I'll come back to me.
Did you get a media pass?
No, I just went and saw it this morning.
When did it come out?
Oh, it's on. So I just walked to Melbourne Central and went and saw the film.
Nice one.
Goes for 3 hours, people. 3 hours.
Three hours.
You don't feel it.
So long as your review's not 3 hours.
You don't feel it. But come back to me. So what are you watching, Nate?
No. Mike.
Oh. Service. Yeah, no, Flash has been fantastic. Yes.
It's great, isn't it? I'm only up to the first couple of episodes, but it's got a good, nice pace. It's really entertaining. I'm liking it a lot.
And I'm loving the last couple of minutes of every episode, giving you that little bit more of stuff
not
that's
that,
going
all
on.
The characters are really strong. Like, it's not just about him. You've got a really good energy overall. It's great.
Yeah, so, no.
Lots of Easter eggs, too.
Can I ask,
is
the Yellow Flash the wanky cop?
Well, this is what, you know, if you're just going off
by
names.
Going off names, which is what I'm
going. Yes,
going
off by names.
Wanky, I feel like they, in the second episode, they tanned him more and blonde him more. And that made me think, what's going on there?
His outfit is pretty cool, though. I've seen his outfit.
Has the Yellow Flash appeared yet?
No.
Can I ask something? How does he have flash powers, flashness, if he's wasn't in the Flash Storm Flash?
Well...
In the comic, how does reverse Flash?
I don't know the character well enough to give you that information.
Good are you then?
But what I can tell you is that he reminds me a lot of Mitch from Modern Family. So,
fair enough.
Spoiler alert. it's been great.
You know that Dawson's dad, who's also in Flash, was named Mitch in Dawson's Creek. Just
saying.
Ooh, Easter egg.
Easter eggs, delicious
Christmas
ones.
Christmas first.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Bacon. But No, it's been really good, and I'm curious to see if they're going to turn up, if they're playing on the fact that, you know, everyone's like, ooh, he's going to be the Reverse Flash. There's something going on with Ed, the professor.
Yes.
But, oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, we won't spoil, just in case you haven't started watching it.
It's looking like really cool.
He doesn't need a disabled toilet. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh! Yeah.
I'm still standing better than I've ever been.
And I was telling the guys today that Captain Cold, who is played by Wentworth Miller, who did an excellent job, I must say.
Yes.
His...
Chilling
is coming.
Yes, it really is. No, he was good. I liked him. There wasn't a lot of...
Look, they've done a really good job to make this universe really good. Like you guys were saying before the episode, they've certainly... They've said it's got to be fast. It's got to be fast-paced. And
it does.
The tone is there. The energy is there. Thumbs up.
It does. They're getting Heatwave, and Heatwave will be Dominic Purcell, who was the brother of Wentworth Miller in Prison Break.
Do you know what other show I tried? Bad Judge. I think I'm not going to...
Cancelled!
Yeah, I wasn't enjoying
canceled.
It.
Cancelled. It's gone. It's gone. Three episodes, and I think it's gone.
It's already gone. Yep.
The gavel
it's off.
Already dropped.
It's off. And I think they're putting it... They're fulfilling their contract, I think, which was... 8 episodes or whatever
they've
it was.
They've probably already filmed it.
And they're going to put it on really, really late. So that's
which is
terrible.
A shame. I mean, it wasn't bad. It's like Kate Walsh was doing a really good job in it. It's just, yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was just Bad Judge.
Bad judgment.
I think it was a show that didn't get what it's... It didn't understand what point they were trying to make. Anyway, moving on.
Mike, anything else you've watched?
I have watched a little more Gotham.
Oh, yeah.
So,
are you up to date?
I'm not. I'm one episode behind.
Ooh,
but we'll talk about you know what? I'm liking what they're building, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes. Flash for me is still the front runner.
Yeah,
obviously.
Arrow.
No, but it definitely is. Even more, I prefer to watch Flash rather than Arrow.
Yeah, Arrow. I've only seen the first episode, so I've got to catch up on that as well. But yeah, Flash has been the one for me to watch. If I had a choice.
I'm the same.
Flash
with Arrow.
Is the one. Yeah.
I've been on a total Netflix binge. Fucking good
up
having
high,
Netflix. Yeah. So I've been watching a crap load of stuff. I'm still continuing with
really?
Lost.
Really? See, I stick with one show. Unless people come around and go, let's watch something else.
No, I like to watch a few different things because then it depends what mood I'm in. I will just go to whatever I'm in the mood for. So I'm still watching Lost. Mm-hmm. I'm still watching Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
On Halloween, I started watching X-Files again because fucking X-Files.
Yeah.
Come on. Now I'm watching X-Files all the way through again. I thought of you, Nath, from the live show. I started watching Goosebumps. Oh, my God!
Awesome.
I forgot how amazing and terrible
can
and
I just say,
wonderful that
my
is.
My 8-year-old daughter, Chloe, and you can have a fun time.
God.
You can have some Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
That was a really good call by
it
you
was
in the live set.
Goosebumps
really
was a crazy,
really
awesome
you were like,
show.
We were a mess up until that point. And then
come on!
I was the clear
no,
winner. You were complaining
when you listen,
about half points.
When you listen, you let us know on the watch page, okay? Or on Twitter. Either
you
way.
You know what? All you can do, you can actually download the episode and just go to the last 5 minutes.
And listen to my tears of sadness.
You literally every time you get it wrong, rigged.
It really was. It really
and
was.
I believe at one point, and goes, Nate, shut up, we can't hear.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Soz.
But Dean's like looking at me, like winking, like, yeah.
But listen to this, guys. Okay, we love TV, we love good food, and especially kind of fatty American burgery food, right?
Yes.
The other thing that I've been really getting into, is anyone here seen Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Terrible. No, should
oh,
I?
Terrible
okay.
show.
Oh, my... You're not
it,
being serious.
This is with
Joey
Shabadoo.
Are you making stuff up?
No.
Okay.
Are you making stuff up?
Yeah, of course
you know
I
what?
Am.
Just do what I
okay.
just keep talking.
It's on Netflix.
It.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Yeah. It's amazing. This crazy, like, totally stereotypical Californian guy. He's got this. He's got all the bling and the tan and the hair and the. He's got like the bleach blonde hair and then the black goatee.
It's yeah, and it's California Joey Fontaine. It's Joey Fontaine.
His name's not Joey.
Okay, keep going.
Tony
Fontaine.
It's amazing. Basically what he does, he goes around to all these different diners, drive-ins and dives in America and basically tastes
this. Wait, is this a reality TV show?
It's amazing. Okay. Tastes these fatty, amazing like American foodstuffs and shows you how they're cooked and watch him eat them. Oh, I watched an episode before I came here tonight and he was tasting some ridiculous fried chicken that comes on a waffle with like syrup and ice cream and shit. Like ridiculous American food.
I told you, it's Guy Ferrari. That's what I
said. Guy,
yeah.
You said Joey.
Guy Ferrari.
You said
Joey Jojo.
Yeah,
you
did. You said Joey Jojo.
I would also like to point out, I forgot to say in the news slash watching, RuPaul, it's been announced today that RuPaul's Drag Race is the season 7 is going to be here in January.
Oh, awesome.
No, just on downloadable things.
But yeah, this is
need to try specials. Le Bon Ton, which is only around the corner.
Le Bon Ton. Just down the road, in fact.
Freaking awesome.
Le Bon Ton. Okay.
Le Bon Ton.
But this show is basically, it's like the junk food of television. It's
tasty.
It's really awesome, but really bad for you, but you just kind of can't
stop.
Sounds
like Man vs. Food.
It is kind of like Man vs. Food. It's really fucking good.
Or that burger show. That
Triple D, as Guy calls it on the show. He's like, welcome to Triple D. You've got to get on it.
They've sucked you in good,
the
haven't
other
they?
Thing yeah, is, really. So there's two more. I'm waiting for... No, it's fucking not, amazing. I'm, you guys got to start watching it.
Okay.
Bad review.
I'm waiting for Doctor Who.
Let me do
what
it.
What are you saying?
Nothing. Actually, do you know Dean what? Let's save Doctor Who for the end.
Oh, no. We'll save Doctor Who.
For the end.
For
the
end of the show.
So Mark and I can go home.
Mumbling.
Do you not... Have you not learned? I did... Disregard and keep it with the conversation going.
Okay.
And you keep stopping it and diving it back in.
Em, how long have you been with us for now? You should know better. Move on.
You're getting sucked in.
See, this is what happens when you host.
I watched a new show on Netflix.
Jam the man.
I watched a new show called The 100.
Not
super new.
Yeah, no.
Seriously? Are you saying,
how many episodes you watched? Okay.
100. We got through about three quarters of the first episode. And we were just I'm sorry. This is meant
to be.
Are you
with me or are you with her?
This is meant to be like. Okay,
I just didn't have a desire to.
It got picked up.
The premise is like a sort of hardcore Lord of the Flies style series where you've got these teenagers who have been locked away. The Earth got all radioactive and shit. People couldn't live there anymore. Mm. We all moved to space. All these teenagers have been locked in a
they've committed
prison,
various
basically.
Crimes,
they've committed,
which
you know,
stupid,
whatever crimes.
Stupid
it's like
crimes.
Juvenile detention center or whatever. Mm. And then they send 100 of them down to Earth to see if it's ready to be inhabited yet, but also because they need to start to get rid of people because they're running out of oxygen. They land there on Earth. My problem with this is the first episode, they tried to do everything. They tried to create all the drama, clicks, confrontations, like everything happened really quickly. But also, I realized really quickly, this isn't science fiction. This is a teen drama.
Yeah.
And then I saw that it was released by the CW. And I was like, that's why.
See, that was your mistake. You should have seen that it was made by the CW before you even watched it.
Well, no, I didn't. But anyway.
Preconceptions all wrong.
No, but this is marketed as a sci-fi.
It is.
This is not sci-fi.
You've got to look at what half the... When you keep scrolling, half the stuff there shouldn't be there.
Yes.
In the sci-fi section. Like, the sections
interpretation. I'm not talking about Netflix
Pride
marketing. I'm just talking about the way that show in general is marketed.
Yeah. You totally think
you're
watching...
It's made to be like science fiction.
Yeah, but
What part did you get up to? What was your last episode?
I didn't even get through the first episode because it was so bad.
Oh, so you haven't even got through the first...
It was so bad,
when you said three quarters, I thought you were meaning...
Three quarters of the way through the first episode and Jake was like, yeah, I'm going to go play my computer game.
It's a pilot. How can you make a decision based
on a pilot? No, it was shit. The pilot is meant to hook you. That's the point of the pilot.
Executives do it all the time.
It's been picked up for the second season.
It's been picked up in the same way that Twilight got picked up. Okay, no, this is what I'm saying. Twilight seemed like it was
a good idea at the time.
A supernatural. It seemed like it was part of the supernatural genre. It's actually a teen romance. That's what this show is.
Okay, not
paranormal.
It's promoted as science
romance,
fiction, but it's actually a teen drama.
Transformer.
That's creepy.
Drama in disguise.
Exactly. It's exactly what it is. It's teen drama in disguise.
Mike,
and I was just
we have 100.
Can I talk about Interstellar now?
No.
We've basically...
I forgot about Nate.
Shut up.
Anyway, the 100
Nate,
is
say, I
crap.
Actually did.
You
don't
really
watch
did.
It.
Nate, I'm a forgettable Nate. Person. Thanks.
Nate, what have you been watching? Oh.
But really, in fairness, it was Nate's job to remember himself because he's the host.
Well, I did throw it back to him and he deflected off.
I handballed to Mike because Mike was itching.
Have you been watching anything?
I have. I watched the latest episode of Arrow and... Oh my.
Who gets shafted this time?
Well, the killer of Sarah is revealed.
Ooh.
At the very end. So get into that.
Episode which?
And what is it, 7? Are we up to 6?
I reckon
seven?
The killer of Sarah
already
is
to
going
7.
To be... No, we can't be. We're up to 5.
Are we 5?
Let's
tell you in a sec.
If we're going to take a guess, since we haven't watched any part of it, I reckon the killer of Sarah is going to be the sister with the really bad hair.
No,
I don't want confirmation.
The sister with really bad hair. As in Laurel?
No, as in Ollie's sister with really bad hair, but called Speedy. That she suddenly decided to get a crimper because that's so in.
Thea.
Okay, so Thea is there Maria. Anything else you've been watching?
Thea Maria.
Golden are we heading straight to Doctor Who? Are we doing it at the end of the episode?
No, I said we're doing it at the end of the episode. So then we're tired. But are you literally looking for your list on your phone, or do you have any new TV shows to talk about?
Oh, I tell you what I have been watching. I took up your advice and watched. I'd say so. What was that murder show? The How to Get Away with Murder. Love it. I know, right? Up to date now.
Isn't it brilliant?
Yeah, the last episode was a bit hurry up. Because
but look at what it introduced at the very end of the episode when you go, okay, there are characters that, because they really just...
The end part was good. I just felt that there wasn't a lot in that last episode, but it's still excellent. Have you got on Scandal yet?
You know what
yet?
As well? No, how much time do you think I have in a day?
Not enough.
More important, do you know what I think is nice to see an African-American woman and you see her with her weave on and then when she goes to bed taking her weave off? That's actually, there's a character and you literally, of course, we all know, you know, like that kind of hair is crazy to maintain. And a lot of women they wear the, well, they're not wear the weaves and things like that and all the wigs and stuff like that. And it is very huge within that hair culture. I'm trying to think of the right words to use. And it's nice to see that reflected on screen because you do see when she's completely made up, which is the majority of the episode, and how when we're introduced to this character, she's very much in control. She's very powerful. And slowly when the end of the night happens and she puts on her face cream and she takes off the wig, and you just see this intense vulnerability, and it's a very different character. And it's nice to see that exploration.
Yeah, she's so powerful but it's nice when she's in front of others, but then when she's on her own,
it's nice to see something that simple, like that simple thing, which is a cultural thing, actually be shown and projected. I appreciate
it's like
that.
Tom Bosley.
Okay, can I talk about Interstellar now?
Can I just mention two more, please?
Hurry up.
Gotham, get on it. The last episode was excellent. Cool. They've really they've pulled back the reins on how many characters that they have.
69.
Which is great. And so they're really sort of starting to work with what they have rather than introduce more. It was action-packed, so I really kind of dug that one.
And the other show?
And the other show, I can't remember what it was. So let's talk about Interstellar.
Interstellar. Now, Mark...
Stella!
I was hoping for a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert!
Actually, there's not going to be a spoiler alert. I cannot spoil that. No, but I was leading you down to a false sense of security.
You're blind, dog.
I cannot spoil this film for anyone at all. It's really good, and you're going to love it. I'm looking forward to the podcast where we actually get to talk about this.
All right. I didn't even know it was out. I thought it was still just...
It may be,
I guess
it honestly
it
may have come out today. Like, I just kind of saw it. And
I'm
going
to have to
go.
See it. Yeah, it's on my list.
Okay. Today.
It's on I'm right on it. Yeah. Okay. You're on it. The movie goes for 3 hours long. You certainly don't feel like it's the case. It certainly does something akin to Gravity, where the preview is nothing like what the film
actually is. Oh, that's good. Because
the preview. You know that immediately from the beginning.
Right.
Like, it really is a brilliant film, beautifully shot, amazing cinematography, really strong cast, really, really interesting social structures that it challenges and deals with. It's on both a intimate emotional level, but also what it means for us in a world that's ending.
Anne Hathaway?
I'm not saying anything more.
Oh,
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But it is literally, it is like an onion. It just keeps peeling away.
Makes you cry.
I did cry at the end.
I did.
Because not out of sadness, but this is a movie with a very strong...
But it's just moving.
This is the way juxtaposition should be and is done amazingly.
Is it a Christopher Nolan film? Like, it has those...
In the sense that it's long.
I was about to say, because Christopher Nolan films aren't that moving.
No,
but that's what I'm saying.
In the length?
This is...
They do move
big. I have not seen anything like it in a very long time, and I was really impressed.
Big call.
Alrighty.
Big call.
It's good, it's strong, and it's really well-crafted and very well-acted.
Very big call.
I am looking up session times.
So are we talking out of 5 watches?
Have I ever given 5 out of 5? I would give it... 4.75. Like, it's high. Yeah, there's nothing bad about it for to make me not give it. Actually, I'd give it 5. I was really, really impressed with that.
All right.
Really strong emotional connection. Little really good. An E.T. for modern times, in the sense that E.T. is this huge story that you don't... I mean is, in the sense that it's this huge story that you don't realise what it is, and it's a much bigger social conversation to be had with a great pull on heartstrings.
Oh, very good. I watched Paul the other day again, and I'm saying it's the complete opposite.
Pulled out your film. Pulled at your heartstrings.
Paul is No, actually, you went from the pulls of the heartstrings.
I actually watched Field of Dreams last night. No, there's a film.
If you build it.
I did.
So that's we're going to save the Doctor Who conversation for the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I'll just quickly say Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Love it. Good. Yeah. Keep going. Keep watching.
I have to get on to it, so I'll talk about that.
Can I just say real quick, has anyone seen Gone Girl? Because I've heard that's amazing.
I've heard amazing and I've heard not amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, because I really want to see it because I've heard some interesting things about it. I just wanted to check if anyone had seen it.
Oh, that Affleck.
No. Affleck.
All right.
Let's move on. Okay. What you're reading.
All right, what I've been reading...
last week was nothing, so have you upgraded from that?
No, I've been reading Satellites Sam, and
I have been really enjoying it.
I remember when Em started talking about it, you were loving it.
Yeah, I was just saying to Mike before, I read the first issue, but now there's a volume which Mike won't let me borrow because he can't read it fast enough and he's not finished.
He is really slow, isn't he?
I'm enjoying it.
Can you just do a slight hand and check it?
Just read it.
I will finish it this weekend, and then you can have it.
Where? How will you deliver it to me?
I'll find a way.
But
you know
when he's like peering in your window, he'll like just and he'll just hold it up at your window.
Can I look at it while you're talking about it?
No,
he needs to read it at the back so he knows what he's talking about.
This kind of came out of it was kind of a funny way that it happened. Now a few weeks ago there was a Melbourne Comics panel that I was part of. And I
how'd you go?
Ended up. Oh, it was fine. There was a bit of a mix. I was meant to MC.
I know.
And it got
you didn't MC.
Controversy.
No.
You didn't MC.
No. Haven't I told you guys this?
No.
The MC didn't look very.
So the MC that was there, his name was also Mike. Now, what I think happened was because I saw the email trail with Neville, and he goes, "It's all good. Mike's doing it." I think there was some kind of miscommunication where they thought that their Mike was hosting rather than me, Mike.
Yep.
So instead, I became part of the panel and actually got to have viewpoints
from a
TV show / podcast. So it actually worked out better for me. And it got to a point where the porno episodes were mentioned during that.
Oh, no, really?
And I had a couple of girls come up to talk to me about that.
The porno episodes?
Yes.
Oh,
porno episodes of what?
Our show.
Watcher.
Sorry, you said TV show and comic. So I thought, are you talking about your comics or 42 Geek Street?
Okay, hang on. I want to know what happened with the porno.
Anyway, the porno show, keep talking.
Right, so basically what she wanted to know was...
Did she sign her breasts?
What was... No. She wanted to know what the market was like out here.
You could feel the eyes rolling back.
She wanted to know what the deal was in the market out here because she's... Her heritage was Japanese, and she's been over there, but she doesn't really know it that well language-wise, so she'd
What's
do stories...
porn?
No, in English. And her,
is this
going
to go to hentai?
But she was saying a lot of the stuff over there, she was kind of interested in that kind of genre.
So is Em.
But, you know, is there a market for it out here?
Well, there's a market for anything anyway, you've just got to...
Yeah, imagine. That's true.
And we were talking next to All-Star Comics Stall, to which I kind of went... Troy.
Perfect.
I said, do you guys, what do you store? What do you have in that would you consider the most adult content you'd have in the store in this way? And he gave me a copy of Black Kiss 2, which was some of Howard Chaykin's artwork in there as well.
I thought he was going to tell you about the back room. You know that ring that you go through there?
Can I just say, even though All-Star are awesome, there are actually specialist places in Melbourne where you can get...
Well, I did say to this
more
girl
like
that I said...
hentai, like adult, anime
adult stores,
kind of
stuff.
Yeah, go to that place called Comics with the three X's at the end of it.
But I don't know myself, so I kind of gave her as much info as I could. I ended up buying that... a book of Black History.
It really wasn't a lot of information that you gave her at all, did you?
It wasn't, but I said you can contact me if you need further
information. Oh, put her in contact with me.
All right.
I'll help her.
Well, yeah. She's going to contact me first. Clearly, I didn't have enough information. She hasn't yet. But but I led from that to Satellite Sam just because I like the artwork. I've been finding it really, really good. So I've bought Volume 1 and 2. As well as Sex Criminals, which I was...
Oh,
I
Sex Criminals
reading.
Is fantastic.
Yeah, Steve got me onto that, Sparky.
What's Sex Criminals?
You would really like it. I'll chuck it your way.
Okay.
Give you a really quick idea of it. These two people who, when they have sex, time stops. And when they meet, they freak out because they realize.
Sorry, he's not explaining the public. Okay, so the girl discovers at a young age when she touched herself that the world stops around her.
Mm.
And that orgasm moment is actually something more.
So it's not just that it feels like everything stops, everything actually does stop.
Yeah, the world around her stops and she goes walking within
it. She doesn't feel the
And then you're looking at her life as she's constantly doing this, exploring this. And then what happens when she meets someone else who can do the same thing and they just thought they were both alone? It's really well done.
It's really good.
That's awesome. That reminds me of Misfits. Is it Misfits? The English
TV show?
The British one. Yep. Do you remember when...
Yes.
One of the girls, like anytime she touched someone, they would automatically want to have sex with her?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, reminds me of that. Carry on.
But I've gotten on the Satellite Sam. I want to go through volume 1, 2, and then go on to Sex Criminals. And as I go through them, I will pass them on to you, Em.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I've been reading at the very moment. As per usual, I haven't read this week's stuff yet. I just picked it up.
Batman
Detective is on top of my list, along with Injustice Gods, which I've really been enjoying. Future's End's been okay. Grayson's been okay.
You should have a look at Injustice Gods, because that was something that Tom Taylor makes, which you were on the panel with this weekend. Oh. Yeah. And we'll talk about that after
there's
this.
There's his name right there.
So there is my reading for this week. And please be aware that I am trying to get through your book that you lent me as well. So I'll have that to you before.
Have you started it?
Which book's that?
Yeah, I opened the first page. It was really good.
Mike.
I love when you asked him. He had this like cheeky grin on his face. Mike. Like, yeah, I really did not.
Give it a go. Come on.
What's the book? I really want to.
We've all got to try something different every now and again. Give it a go.
I get the picture.
That's why I borrow like comics and stuff from Dean every now and again, because you got to try something different. Got to try something new.
I'm going to give up.
Oh.
This is The Hogfather, the Terry Pratchett book.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I've also got...
I lent it to him months ago.
Terry Pratchett's great.
Terry Pratchett's amazing.
What else?
He's so puntastic as well. You would love it.
I've got no question that I won't enjoy it.
Have you started it?
I will enjoy it.
Have you started it?
No, he hasn't.
The front page.
He's struggling because it's only words.
Five pages tonight before bed.
Yep.
Okay. Just five.
If pain persists, see a doctor.
I'm going to text you to see if you've done it.
Are you going to text me nightly to make sure I read the next five pages?
What if
I am now that you put the idea in my head.
Read it before the end of... I will double my donation to your November. Read it before the end of
November.
There's
your challenge.
All right, okay.
You have to read it while your mower's running.
And then you have to give a review.
And I will double your donation. That will be a hot $4 that I will give... No.
What, $4 extra on top of what you were going to give?
$4, that's a double... No.
Yep, there you go.
I will announce the amount if you finish the read.
All right, done.
Yep.
Yeah, me too, actually. I've actually got a figure in my mind, and I will pay that figure, and it's not like $4. I will pay that figure if you read The Hogfather by the end of November.
Yeah.
All right, challenge accepted.
Hey, everyone. Now, as this episode went a little bit longer than planned, 2 hours, we decided we'd cut it in half, and we'll have the next half coming through over the next few days. So hope you enjoyed it, and just to close this one off, if it's what you're reading, what you're cutting in half, or what you're enjoying this magical sunset, that'll do. We'd like to hear about it. See you later.